The Traveler's Journal, August 24th, remembering two of history's greatest eruptions. Italy's Mount Etna has been spouting off lately, but the big show happened over 2,000 years ago. According to the Roman historian Pliny the Younger, the catastrophe began at about 7 in the morning on this day in the year 79 AD. A huge cloud in the shape of a pine tree suddenly blossomed over the summit of Mount Vesuvius, on the edge of the Bay of Naples. For centuries, the mountain's lower flanks had been covered with fertile vineyards and prosperous villages, and its upper reaches bristled with hardwood forests. But it quickly became a killer volcano. The ash cloud spread in a matter of minutes, accompanied by what Pliny described as flashes of fire as vivid as lightning, and darkness more profound than night. By evening, the cities of Pompeii and Stabiae lay buried under 30 feet of ash and pumice. Nearby Herculaneum disappeared under a mud flow. Europe's most active volcano has blown its top 30 times since then, yet Neapolitans still observe each August 24th with festivities. And this Thursday is the
132nd
anniversary of history's largest and loudest recorded volcanic eruption. At 10 a.m., Krakatoa, an uninhabited island in the Straits of Java, disappeared in a cataclysmic instant. 5 cubic miles of earth were vaporized, spawning a sonic blast heard 3,000 miles away. 100-foot-high tidal wave inundated nearby islands, killing 36,000 people. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.